إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونسترشده ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين حذرا لنا من الشيطان وطرقه وسبله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر، ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله واسع عليم. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer, and controller of the universe and all within. We praise him and we thank him, and we ought to praise him and thank him for the infinite grace, blessings and mercy he has bestowed upon us that we enjoy day in, day out. We believe in him and put our trust in him. We also should seek refuge in Allah from the evil inclinations of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Know that whoever chooses guidance, there is none to misguide him. And whoever chooses misguidance, there is none to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the idolaters detest that. أيها الإخوة الكرام، إن للشيطان طرقا وسبلا يضل بها الإنسان أو يحاول بها إضلال الإنسان. ولذلك يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في سورة النور وفي هذه الآية يحذرنا عن اتباع الشيطان. Shaitan, brothers and sisters, has different ways and means of attempting to mislead people. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an ayah in Surah An-Nur warns us about this. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. O ye who believe, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. وَكَلِمَةْ خُطُوَاتْ هُنَا فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ جَمْعُ وَهِيَ تَدُلُّ عَلَى أن للشيطان طرقا وسبلا وليس طريقة واحدة فقط. The word خطوات used in this ayah, لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان, is plural, and it implies and indicates that shaitan has different ways and means of approaching the individual, attempting to mislead and misguide him or her, not just one way. And we need to know that if shaitan fails using one way, he will not give up. He will try something else. And that's why this struggle against shaitan, al-jihadu ma'a shaitan, is a lifelong struggle. Jihadun tula hayatina. It's a lifelong struggle. Now, among the ways that shaitan will attempt to deceive the human being and lead him or her astray, and there are many, of course, today I would like to share with you two ways that he does this. What he does is, he tries to keep us busy. يُشْغِلُونَ. He keeps us busy. And the problem with this, brothers and sisters, is that we never become unbusy. So when one project ends, shaitan will find another one for us. So we move from one to the next. to the next, to the next, so that we never become unbusy. And that's why it's important that we take a step back and we understand turuq al-shaytan. We understand the ploys of shaytan and the plots of shaytan. He keeps us busy. Now he keeps us busy in two ways. يُشْغِلُنَا بِطَرِيقَتَيْنِ الْأُولَى يُشْغِلُنَا أَنِ الْقِيَامِ بِبَعْضِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. He keeps us busy so that we do not perform some of our obligations. We perform some, and he makes these so important, and we become so busy doing them, that at the same time, we fall short in other obligations. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah rawa fi sahihih هذا الحديث الذي ذكر فيه أن بلا أن سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه زار أخاه أبو درداء في المدينة. الإمام البخاري in his Sahih tells us this hadith of سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه who visited his brother أبو درداء. فلما وصل سلمان إلى البيت وجد أم درداء تلبس لباسا قديما. He found Salman al-Farisi, when he went to visit Abu Darda, he found Umm Darda, the wife of Abu Darda, that is, and she was wearing old clothing. فقال لها ما بك. He said to her, what's wrong? فقالت له أخوك لا حاجة له لي. Or B. She said to him, your brother has no desire for me, no need for me. So it doesn't matter whether she wears good clothing or not, doesn't really matter. ثم عاد أبو درداء إلى البيت. And soon after, Abu Darda came home. وكان مسرورا بزيارة أخيه سلمان له. And he was very happy, of course, with his brother Salman visiting him. فَأَعَدَّ طُعَامًا لِسَلْمَانِ وَقَدَّمَهُ لَهُ. So he prepared some food for Salman. And mashallah, we know that the Arab are very hospitable people. يعني من صفات من الصفات الممتازة عند العرب إكرام الضيوف. الواحد منهم قد لا يستطيع أن يسدد حاجاته، لكن إذا زاره شخص يبذل الجهد في إكرام ضيفه. A person, and this is the Arab culture and tradition, mashallah, that was reinforced with Islam. A person may be very poor and may not be able to fulfill all his or her needs, but when someone visits, they do the best they can to provide well for their guests. So ikram al-daif is one of the sifat al-hamida in the Arab. Looking after your guests in a good way is one of the praiseworthy qualities and characteristics of the Arab. So Abu Darda prepared food and offered it to Salman. فقال له سلمان ألا تأكل أنت؟ Aren't you going to eat as well? قال إني صائم. He said, I'm fasting. والصوم هذا كان طبعا نافلة. This fasting was voluntary fasting. فقال له سلمان رضي الله عنه والله لا أكل حتى تأكل معي. Salman said to him, by Allah, I will not eat until you eat with me. فَطُرَّ أَبُو دَرْدَى أَنْ يُفْطِرَ. So Abu Darda was forced to break his fast, because it is a major form of disgrace that your guest refuses to eat your food. And that's why when the Arab brothers and sisters offer you the Arabic coffee, try not to refuse. I know it takes a while to develop a taste for it. A long while maybe. But it is considered a serious form of disgrace for a host to have his guest or her guest refuse to eat their food. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu had no choice to break it, but to break his fast. And then thumma fil layl, in the night time, he showed Salman his room where he will sleep. And then he was leaving. Ara Salman al-makan alladhi yanamu fihi. فَبَدَأَ يَخْرُجْ فَقَالَ لَهُ سَلْمَانَ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبْ. So as he was leaving, Salman said to him, where are you going? قَالَ أُصَلِّ بِاللَّيْلِ. He said, I'm going to pray. I pray in the night time. فَقَالَ لَهُ سَلْمَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ لَا إِنْدَنَا وَقْتْ لِلصَّلَاةِ نَمْ الْآنِ. Sleep now, we will pray later. أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةَ حَاوَلَ أَبُو دَرْدَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ أَنْ يَقُومَ لِلصَّلَاةِ وكل مرة يقول له سلمان الآن النوم الصلاة عندنا وقت للصلاة. And every time Salman is saying to him, we have time to pray. Eventually, close to the time of Fajr, they woke up and they did their tahajjud. And after that, Salman radiallahu anhu said to Abu Darda, إِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَإِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَإِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا فَأَعْتِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍّ حَقًّا. This is Islam. He said to Abu Darda, surely your body has a right over you, and your wife or your family has a right over you, and your Lord has a right over you. So give each one his or her due right. This is the Islam that we have to follow. Fulfilling all the obligations. Al-qiyamu bi-jami'i al-wajibat. Walaysa al-qiyama bi-ba'diha wa bi-tarki al-ba'd. It is not about doing some and neglecting others. This is min a'mali shaitan, min turqi shaitan. This is from the avenues of shaitan. Remember, brothers and sisters, shaitan does not have any good intentions for the human being. His objective, his primary objective, his only objective in relation to humans is to take as many of us with him as possible to the hellfire. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about shaitan. La'anahu Allah, Allah has cursed him. وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. And shaitan tells Allah, I will surely, لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ, يعني أكد هذا الكلام. He emphasized this pledge to Allah. I will certainly take from your servants a fixed amount. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ. And I will lead them astray. And I will give them false hopes. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. And I will command them and they will slit the ears of cattle. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And I will command them and they will tamper with the creation of Allah. We have lived today to see this, brothers and sisters. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ قَرِينًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. Allah says in this ayah, ending the verse, saying, whoever takes shaitan as a friend, as a companion, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person has suffered tremendous loss. خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. This is the clear and evident loss. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the reality of shaitan in relation to the human being. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ. He promises them and he gives them hopes or false hopes. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. But shaitan promises them nothing but deception. So we have to understand that shaitan is not looking out for our best interest. Every opportunity and chance he gets to cause us to deviate even a little bit, a little tiny bit, by doing some of the wajibat and neglecting other wajibat, it's a victory for shaitan. لِأَنَّنَا مَسْؤُولُونَ أَمَامَ اللَّهِ لِجَمِيعِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. Because we're accountable before Allah for all our obligations, not just some. How often, brothers and sisters, we hear about classes and courses and programs advertised in various Islamic centers, but we do not have the time to attend. We're too busy. When will we ever find the time? Because shaitan will not let us find the time. When will we find the time? And if anyone does not know what his or her obligations are, they only know of some and they don't know about others, then perhaps you definitely need to enroll in a class somewhere, brother or sister. You need to be in a class. You need to be engaged in the learning process. You need to find the time. So not because we're doing some of the fara'id, masha'Allah ana usalli, wa asum, wa adfa'u zakah, wa qad hajajtu min qabl. Not because I'm praying and I'm fasting and I pay my zakat, I've made my hajj. I believe that masha'Allah, qad addaytu ma alayya, that I have fulfilled all my obligations. Remember the hadith of Salman and Abu Darda. Even your body has a right over you. Your family has a right over you. And of course your Lord has a right over you. And the goal is not to fulfill some at the expense of others. وَلَيْسَ الْهَدَفُ الْقِيَامُ بِالْبَعْضِ وَالْغَفْلَةِ عَنِ الْبَعْضِ. So the objective is not to do some and neglect others. الْهَدَفُ أَنْ يَقُومَ الْإِنسَانُ بِجَمِيعِ مَا وَجَبَ أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. The objective is for the person to fulfill all the things that Allah has made compulsory on him. So we need to be aware and conscious to take a step back and say, enough is enough. I have other things I have to do as well. فَهَذِهِ طَرِيقًا. This is one way. By keeping us busy, يعني إشغالونا ببعض الواجبات عن الأخرى. الطريقة الثانية, the second way that shaitan keeps us busy is that he tempts us to forego the sunnah and the nawafil. He encourages us to do the fara'id, because that's the duty, the obligation, the responsibility. But then he keeps us busy so that we forego the sunnah and the nawafil. So he tells us, look, you have done the fard. قَدْ قُمْتَ بِمَا أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. You have done what Allah has ordered you to do. Now rush back to work because you have some project to get completed. عندك شغل في العمل لا بد أن تنهيه. You have some project to do. You have to finish it. And so we leave the sunnah and the nawafil. But remember, أيها الإخوة, تذكروا. Remember that if shaitan gets a person to not do something good, even if it's just sunnah or nafil, when the person has the ability and the opportunity to do it, it's a victory for him. It's a victory for shaitan. So he uses this ishghal, this busyness, to keep us away from doing the sunnah and the nawafil. So that our free time and the years when we are healthy and strong and active, this is the time he gets us to do things that we need to take a step back from doing. ولذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث صحيح نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said there are two blessings in which many people are cheated. They are cheated in these blessings because they do not make good use of them. What are they? قال الصحة والفراغ. He said health and free time. These are the two blessings that many people are cheated from. They don't make good use of them. But this is the tariqat al-shaytan. This is the way of shaytan. You are too busy, you have to go, you have no time for the sunnah. It's not even compulsory. There's no sin if you don't do it. Now I understand, brothers and sisters, that there are times when a person will legitimately be busy. And you may have to go. And you may not be able to do the sunnah or the nafl. But those times should be the exceptions. Not the rule, not the norm. The norm should be, al-'ada, the 'ada should be that we do the sunnah and the nawafil. وَإِن كَانَتْ غَيْرَ وَاجِبًا. Even though they're not compulsory. Because there is great merit, brothers and sisters, in doing the sunnah and the nafl. In a hadith that Shaykh al-Albani graded as sahih, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبرنا بفضائل السنن والنوافل فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من مسلم يصاب في جسده. There is no Muslim who becomes ill, whose body becomes ill, إلا أمر الله تعالى الحفظة, except that Allah orders the guardian angels. What does He order them? ما الأمر? What is the order? يقول اكتبوا لعبدي في كل يوم وليلة من الخير ما كان يعمل ما دام محبوسا بوثاقي. Allah the Exalted tells the angels, orders the angels, write for my servant, that is the person who has become ill, write for my servant, اكتبوا لعبدي في كل يوم وليلة, every day and every night, من الخير ما كان يعمل, the good that he used to do. The good that he used to do. This is the sunnah and the nafl, brothers and sisters, because the fard is wajib, we have to do it, sick or not. If we have not been doing these things as a habit in the past, what will the angels write? Tell me. ماذا تكتب الملائكة? What will the angels write? والله عز وجل يقول لهم اكتبوا لعبدي ما كان يعمل من الخير. The good that he used to do. So if we have done no good or very little good, what is it they will write? Obviously nothing. ولكن لو كنا نعمل, if we used to do good things, then they have something to write. For how long? How long will this go on when a person is ill? And he or she is not able to do all the mashallah, the nafl things, the tatawwu that he or she used to do. Is it just one day? Maybe a week? لا. الله عز وجل يقول في الحديث في هذا الحديث ما دام محبوسا بوثاقي. As long as he is restrained by my restraint. Whether that is a week or two or three or a month or whatever. As long as the person is restrained by my restraint. And his restraint is the illness. Because nothing happens without the permission of Allah. So brothers and sisters, we need to wake up. And we need to realize that we live in an age and we live in a country in which there are a tremendous amount of distractions. The television shows, movies, the gadgets we buy for our kids. We give them the gadgets to keep them busy. They have their own computers in their rooms, mashallah. And you have to ask permission to enter, by the way. People going to bed with their cell phones. And it's buzzing all the time and they're checking texts and emails and whatever else.
People wake up.
The first thing they check is emails and texts. All these activities we engage in, shaitan keeps us busy so that we don't have time to do the things we need to be doing. But remember, a day may very well come when we will wish that we had a little bit more time so we can do the same things that we ought to be doing right now. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our hearts and minds so that we can understand this wonderful message He has revealed for all of mankind. And may He inspire us and motivate us all to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us to understand the turuq is shaitan, the ways and the avenues of shaitan. And may He help us and may He protect us from falling into the traps of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ihfazna min kaydi shaitani wa idlali. Allahumma ihfazna min kulli su'in wa fahishatin wa munkar. O Allah, save us and protect us from all that is evil and shameful and sinful. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم اللهم وعافني الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Let us all send peace and blessings upon the messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran. أيها الإخوة والأخوات, الله وصلوا وسلموا على رسول الله. فإن الله قد أمرنا بذلك حيث قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين, وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين, وانصر عبادك المجاهدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم, وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين, وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين, وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك وأمدهم بمددك, وأنت على نصرهم لقدير, وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا, واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. Let us also pray for our fellow citizens in Alberta. You, by now I'm sure, are well aware of the catastrophe that is unfolding in terms of the fire. And the tens of thousands of our fellow citizens and Canadians, some of them are Muslims by the way, who have been forced to evacuate. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them from all that is harmful, from all that is undesirable. And we pray that Allah the Exalted will open their hearts and will guide them to the truth. And that Allah will keep them safe. And He will keep all of us safe. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب دعوات وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.